ring is, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get long. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, today is the zero hour in the affairs of Pine Ridge, for this is the day that the Straight Transportation Committee is meeting to decide if Pine Ridge will keep its truck line, or if it will be discontinued and rerouted through Big Fork. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot 'em down store and library awaiting the outcome of this vital meeting.
Yeah, well, I just thought maybe you'd heard something by now, Dick. Yeah. Well, sorry to keep bothering you, but I reckon you know how I feel. Yeah, me too. Well, let us know, Dick. All right, goodbye.
No news yet, huh?
No, nothing yet.
Well, Lum, how's Dick going to find out so quick what that transportation committee decides about that truck line? How's he going to do
it? Well, he's got this friend of his that works up there at the state capitol. Forget just what he does. Works in there somewhere. He's going to telegraph Dick just as soon as the committee makes up its mind.
Well, I wish they'd hurry up and do it. This waiting around here is awful.
Yeah, if we're going to lose a truck line, I wish we'd lose it and get it over with.
You reckon Pine Ridge could get along without that thing, Lum?
I don't know. We're all come to put a lot of dependence on them trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Carry all the farmers' produce to the market and bring us businessmen all our merchandise.
Yeah, we use it all the time.
That's about the most important connection we got with the outside world. I got that from Dick, that last thing.
Yeah, well, I reckon he's right about it, yeah.
Yeah, with all this gas racing and tires are hard to get to farmers, or nobody can do their own trucking.
No.
And with folks moving over to Big Fork, business here is going to get worse and worse.
Doggy Lum, you make this sound like the end of the world's coming.
It's the end of Pine Ridge, I reckon. That's sort of our world.
Well, you reckon there's any chance that that committee might decide to just keep the truck line running through here?
No, I'm feared not, Abner. Especially not after the way I filled out that questionnaire.
Oh, yeah. That and where you wrote no to all them questions, huh?
Yeah. I figured that'd be the safest thing to do, turned out to be the worst thing a body could have did.
Yeah. Well, when the committee reads that, well, it's more likely to say, doggies, this town of Pine Ridge don't do no business at all, won't they?
Yeah, or to be horsewhipped and tarred and feathered for doing that. They're just too proud to ask anybody any questions. Bound and determined to fill it out myself.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm a good mind to get some tar and feather myself.
Well, there's a barrel of tar back there in the feed room, Lum. And Elizabeth generally's got a lot of chicken feathers kicking around the place over there.
Huh.
You want me to call her up and see if she can gather you up a batch of them feathers?
No, I wouldn't want to put her to no trouble.
Oh, here ain't no trouble. She's got them out there.
Well, I think them's the wrong kind of feathers anyway.
Oh.
Granny, if we could just got our rubber corporation started, that would have turned the trick for us.
What kind of feathers are you supposed to have on?
I don't know, Abner.
Oh.
We could have been trucking tons and tons of rubber out of Pine Ridge right now if old Grandpap hadn't have bounced his head on the ice and forgot the secret formula.
Yeah, he got that amnesia right at the wrong time. He ought to have known better than that. Just like him to do something like that.
Well, he never got amnesia on a purpose.
Huh?
But it does seem a shame that here's a fella that could save our town. Instead of that, he's going around thinking he's Buster V. Davenport and wasting all his time trying to sell a bunch of worthless junk that nobody wants.
Well, he's selling it too, Lum.
Yeah, it's a trouble.
Pianers, ice boxes, I don't know what all ain't. A day passes that a whole load of that stuff won't come out here from the county
seat. Yeah.
He's more likely got old Jake's secondhand store at the county seat there bought clean out by this time.
More likely. And there ain't nothing we can do about it either, looks like.
Well, we've tried not now every way there is to get his memory back. Nothing's worked so far.
How do you feel about moving to Big Fork?
Moving to Big Fork?
Yeah, yesterday on the way home from church, I run into Squire Skimp, and he said he had an option on a store building over there and said we could rent it from him.
Oh.
Maybe he'd buy it later on.
You mean just move the jot 'em down store over there to Big Fork?
Well, yeah, that's about what it amounts to.
Well, I don't know what to say, Lum. I ain't thought much about it before.
We ought to do right well over there, being on the new truck line and all.
Yeah.
That's where it'll run after the committee gets done rerouting it today.
Yeah, well, doggies, I don't know.
Before you answer, let me tell you how I feel. Now, you're a married man, Abner, and you got a family to support.
Yeah.
Of course, little Pearl more than likely be able to take care of herself by the time she graduates from that nursery school. But got to think about your woman, Elizabeth, too.
Yeah, well, I do. I think of her.
So, I've been studying about it. I believe we ought to move. I'm for it, I think.
So, Mom, I don't know whether I could bring myself to leave Pine Ridge or not. I just don't believe I could ever do it.
Well, what if we go broke sitting here, though?
Well, I don't care what happens. I just don't believe I could get myself to leave. Fact is, I know I couldn't.
You couldn't, huh?
No, sir.
I Granny Zabner put her there.
Uh-huh.
That's just exactly the way I feel about it. Just exactly.
Tim.
Of course it is. I didn't say it before because I never want to stand in your way, but I couldn't leave here neither.
No.
Be just like running away from an old friend and leaving him to die all by himself.
Just about. Yeah, just what it'd be like.
We'll be able to keep going here somehow. I know we can.
Well, Elizabeth can always raise enough stuff in that garden of hers to keep us from starving.
Right? Why, sure. Fact is, me and you might even help her with the garden.
Help her? Do a woman's work?
Make it twice as big as it is now. Maybe even three times as big.
Well, I don't know, Lum. Elizabeth don't like nobody else interfering with that garden of hers. She's always afraid somebody else will run it. Just don't like
it. Well, we'll figure out something. Pine Ridge has meant too much to us to run out on her now. We've spent the best years of our lives here.
Sure.
Now, if it's going to dry up and blow away, I granny we'll blow away with it.
Well, I know you never could get Elizabeth to move away, Lum. Of course, she's all the same. How she wants to go down to Texas and spend a couple of months with her brother Fred and all that, but she won't be down there 2 days till she starts studying up 1,000 or 100 reasons why she ought to get back home here.
Well, take me, for instance. You know all them big ideas I've always had about going to New York and San Francisco and all them big places?
Yeah, you're always going to be a big executive somewhere there.
Yeah, but I know now that if I had my life to live over, I'd live every speck of it right here in Pine Ridge.
You would, huh?
Wouldn't trade my life here with nobody.
Not even Rockefeller?
No, sir, not with nobody.
Huh.
Lots of things we don't have here that they have in big cities. We don't have a lot of big cars to race around in.
No.
No fancy gadgets to do our work for us, but I reckon we got something that they ain't got, though. We got time to get acquainted with our neighbors, I know.
Yeah, we get acquainted all right, natural, knowing them, living right here.
Yeah, you see a youngin' on the street here, he ain't just a youngin', he's some old friend of yours growing up all over again.
Growing up?
Just take any youngin' in town. He's nearly always the spitting image of his papa, and acts just like him.
Well, like that little Tom Forster. Now, he talks out of the side of his mouth just exactly like old Tom does, just exactly.
Oh, yeah. Chews tobacco, too, just
yeah,
like Tom.
Reminds me of Tom when he's a boy. Looks just like him.
On my way to the store this morning, I was studying about this. Pretty soon, I noticed nearly everything I seen. Well, every tree, every rock, that watering trough in front of Dick Huddleston's store over there, it broke windows, Luke Spears' restaurant. No matter what I looked at, it brought back some memory to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man don't just all of a sudden get up and walk away from things like that.
Well, leastways not when he's an old fella like me and you, Long. No.
Well, you're getting a little old, I reckon.
Ha.
No, our roots have grown pretty deep into the soil around here, Abner. I don't believe we could ever be transplanted.
Well, no, when you...
We belong here.
Oh, yeah.
Just like them hills that around Pine Ridge here. Seems sort of like we run the town during the day and them hills sort of look after things for us during the night. No, we ain't got no more right to leave here than them hills has.
Well, I know they ain't going to leave, Lum. The hills can't go nowhere. Or, at least, I don't think they can.
We don't even need a clock to tell the time of day around here no more. Just look out the front window there, and if you see Moe's Moots leaving the barbershop to go to lunch over to the restaurant, well, you know, exactly 11:45.
No, he
right on the head.
No, not 2 seconds, one way or the other. No, sir.
And when you see Ezra Seastrunk going to the post office to get his mail, you know exactly 3 o'clock.
Yeah, you see old Walt Mays going home for the mail. Wait a minute, here comes Sidney. I wonder if he's going to move over to Big Fork, Lon.
Not unless they got a pinball machine over there.
More likely, he's got to be where they one of them. Oh, my God.
Wonderful world.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric. Come on in. What can we do for you today?
Oh, let's see now. What did I come in here for?
Some peanut butter.
No, Mom, I don't think so.
You generally get some of that.
Let's see now. Oh, I recollect. I didn't want nothing.
Nothing?
No, Mom. Mr. Dick told me to bring you this telegram.
Telegram? Oh, my goodness. That must be about the truck line. I'll give it to Lon, Cedric.
No, you read it, Abner. I don't want to even look at the thing.
Oh, well, all right. Here, hand it here, Cedric. Toby.
Wonder if I did want some peanut butter.
Now, be quiet, Cedric. Dick Huddleston, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Decision reached by committee. Stop. I reckon what they stop by, launch or something?
That stop just means the end of a sentence.
Oh, Edwards' questionnaire very damaging. Stop.
Oh, I was feared of that.
However, Pine Ridge truck line renewed for two years.
Renewed for 2 years.
Yeah.
Does he showing us say that?
Right there, black and ink. Renewed for 2 years because of heavy increase in transportation of secondhand articles by Buster V. Davenport.
Buster V.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be dead. Here, we've been worrying ourselves to death trying to cure Grandpap's amnesia, and it's the one thing that saved Pine Ridge.